on you and you on me tonight. Sing-alongs need to be sung. Tip bells need to be rung. Last calls need a call. That cabin back seats need, I want you so bad. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Need shutting, lights need cutting, lips need locking, boots need knocking, and birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark means nitty gritty. Under that pale moon, a sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing, hearts need falling, boots need knocking, knocking boots. Knocking boots, me and you. Oh, knocking boots.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Emergency crews in East Hollywood are on the scene of reports of a vehicle striking about 20 people in a crowd with 4 to 5 in critical condition. There are a few details known, but Southern California is in mourning. Law enforcement lining the road along to the county coroner's office in memory of 3 sheriff's deputies killed in an explosion Friday at a training facility. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna said,
"This is unfortunately the largest loss of life for us as the L.A. County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
Nobody else was hurt. Authorities are investigating the case. President Trump signed the first major piece of federal legislation regulating cryptocurrency. He's also instructed the Justice Department to seek the release of grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
The Brewers shut out the Dodgers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers last night in Los Angeles. William Contreras behind the plate. 23-year-old right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound kept the Dodgers batters guessing just how good of a performance. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he was as good as I've seen him. You know what I mean? And we were going to take him out for Ohtani. And I just felt like he deserved it. He's got 6 innings of shutout going. And I felt like he deserved it and he would grow a lot from doing this.
Right fielder Sal Frelick is on the 10-day injury list with a grade 1 strained left hamstring. Isaac Collins filled in, got on base in the 5th, and scored the Brewers' first run on a double by Caleb Durbin. Then in the 7th, Durbin, with a solo shot to deep center, sailed over the wall at 410 feet to make it 2-0 Milwaukee. The Brewers have now won 8 in a row. Game 2 against the Dodgers coming up tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the Price County Canine first annual trap shoot Saturday, July 26th at the Phillips Sportsman's Club right on Airport Road in Phillips. Happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can register at the Price County Sheriff's Office Lobby. Pre-registration is $40. It includes 2 rounds of trap and the first annual Canine Trap Shoot t-shirt. There's prizes for the top scorers for adult and youth, a 50-50 raffle, and canine demonstrations. For more information, email daniel.lambert at pricecountywi.gov or craig.kalzavar at pricecountywi.gov.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy. A low around 49. Mostly sunny. Upper 70s for Sunday and again on Monday. For Tuesday, chance of showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high near 80 degrees.
It's 60 at our studios.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com. I'm Jeff Kelm. Today, bow season prep, a preview of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo and summer fun in Florence County. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm, voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. By the way, all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Dan is not feeling all that well this week, so that's why you're stuck with me. His voice is held up long enough for him to record the interviews. You'll hear here in just a little bit, but sounds like he tells me he sounds like a sick frog. So you got me, and it's one of these rare instances where I'm actually home in front of my computer, in front of my recording studio, where I've got the opportunity to do this. So neat opportunity to be able to get this done, and we'll let Dan get himself feeling better and get himself ready for next week. I just got back from the National Walleye Tour in Alpena, Michigan. Oh, what do we have? 82, 83 pro anglers out on the water and 82, 83 co-anglers out on the water. I'll be totally honest. All of these weeks start to run together. So, the winning pro angler was Isaac Lockich. And Isaac and I have known each other for quite a while now. He fished through the Masters Walleye Circuit. He's been fishing the National Walleye Tour and the Masters Walleye Circuit and the AIM events and winning many of them all collectively over the course of the last number of years. And it's kind of a hot streak right now. He won the AIM up in Superior, Wisconsin, Superior Duluth, the challenge up there. And then he took his show on the road, took it over to Alpena, and won the National Walleye Tour. Takes home just shy of $100,000 in cash and prizes. So it was $15,000 in cash and a brand new Nitro ZV20 with a Mercury 225. All of the Garmin electronics on there. The boat was somewhere around $83,000 worth. And so not too bad of a paycheck for going fishing. His tactic and what he really specializes in is your forward-facing sonar and kind of being a sniper, in a sense, on the water, picking out fish. Perhaps they're in a school. A lot of times they're kind of individual fish off on some structure that he is sniping and picking off with that forward-facing sonar. And the opportunity that the Garmin LiveScope or Mega Live or whatever it may be that you may be using out there that provides is pretty incredible. And I think that technology, I've talked a little bit about it here on the show before, but it's certainly something we got to, I don't know. I don't know that we got to rein it in, but I think we just have to be really careful with it, because I think we all know the guy down the road, or we know maybe it's the uncle, or maybe we just know our own self-control isn't all that great. That if we had technology like that in our hands, you know, maybe we wouldn't be as kind to the area lakes. You know, we'd keep our freezers maybe a little bit more full than we truly really need to. But the technology is out there, and it's great for the tournaments. Certainly makes some interesting weeks out on the water, because so many of these guys have that skill level now. They've learned how to use those electronics. So it's really a battle kind of a gladiator battle out there when you look at what these guys have the ability to do. And we will see that again, I believe, come into play this week in Gladstone, Michigan, for the Masters Walleye Circuit as they take on Badenoch, Little Badenoch and Big Badenoch. They got to stay in Michigan waters for the Masters Walleye Circuit this weekend. But Isaac will be there. So will a few of the other heavy hitters as we talk about forward-facing sonar in the walleye world. And what'll be interesting this week is what their tactic is going to be. Because when we launch out of Gladstone, we're launching into Little Badenoch that has a slot limit of one fish over 23 inches per angler. And I think a number of those anglers are going to go get the biggest one they can from Big Bay per angler. So you've got two anglers in the boat for the Masters Walleye Circuit, so they're going to be able to go try to bring two of those 23-inch fish back to Michigan. I really think that the tactic will be they go over to Big Bay, they get their two largest fish. They could be, you know, 8-9 pound fish, and then come back into Little Bay and finish off their bag. Now, they might be able to finish off that bag in Big Bay as well if they have some smaller fish, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. They have to stay in the Michigan waters. They can't go down into the northern Green Bay, in a sense, into Wisconsin waters. So it'll be a battle. We'll see what happens. But coming up, Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Executive Director Bruce Ross invites us to attend the Waterfowl Hunters Expo August 22nd and 23rd at Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Pappas Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain offers advice for fall food plots and other strategies to help us get ready for the bow season coming up. In fact, I'm getting my strings and cables changed out on my Mission crossbow from those guys here coming up in just about a week. And Florence County Economic Development Director Eric Prince invites us up to Florence County for some summer fun. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They're located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, Wisconsin, and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at PappasTradingPost.com, and that's Pappas with two P's in the middle, P-A-P-P-A-S. Joining us is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us back again. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Now, I went into detail on spelling the name, but people can find you just by Googling Trading Post Wisconsin or Trading Post Arena, can't they?
Absolutely. They should be able to find us that way.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, you were out west the last time we talked. What were you up to out there? Vacation?
I was out just on family vacation. We were out checking out some of the national parks and actually got a chance to run up on the mountain for a minute to see the area that I'll be hunting this fall. But the main purpose was family vacation.
Well, good. Okay. A minute to run up the mountain. That's, you know, I can't get very far in a minute. Where are you going to hunt this fall?
So I've actually got a deer tag and an elk tag in Utah for the fall. So I'm going to be able to get out there for the archery season and hopefully can finally put my big mule deer on the ground. And elk might be a little bit of a side, but we'll see. So really I'd like to get a muley this fall.
Okay. Now, how does hunting for those two species in Utah differ from, say, Colorado or Wyoming, or is it all pretty much the same?
A lot of them are the same. It just really kind of depends on habitat type. You know, like this will be an early season high country hunt. You know, I'm camping around 10,500 feet roughly. So we're going to be up there quite a ways and then hunting likely above that, at least within 1,000 feet or so. That hunt is typically pretty good early, but, you know, as the fall gets later and later, those deer will actually migrate down off the mountain and get down to some of the lower country. Some of the areas are going to be more of like a high desert, you know, where the animals are kind of in the same general areas all year long, just a little tougher to find them typically.
Yeah. Now, how do you hunt them there? Is it spot and stalk or what?
Yeah, it'll be all spot and stalk. If I get something on a pattern, I might try to slip in the dark and get ahead of them like we would with a whitetail. But for the most part, it's just going to be spotting and stalking and trying to slip in when undetected and hope there's not too many eyeballs on us.
Yeah, and if you're at, what did you say, 10,000 feet, that takes a little conditioning too.
Yeah, it's one of those. This one, thankfully, I'm not hiking several thousand feet in elevation right away in the mornings, which is a little easier still at that elevation. There's not a whole lot of oxygen, so definitely going to be breathing hard.
Yeah. Does anybody ever take oxygen with them? I mean, other than a patient who would need it and who shouldn't be up there in the first place.
There might be some guys that do. I personally never have. For me personally, I feel like getting acclimated to that elevation, typically for me, about the third day I'm in elevation is when I start feeling the best, kind of more normal. Until that point, I try to take it as easy as I possibly can and just kind of let my body adjust.
Yeah, all right. Well, who all is going?
From here, actually, just myself. I'm meeting some buddies out there that actually live fairly close to where we'll be hunting. Get to go out and spend some time with them and see what we can turn out.
All right. Well, back to Wisconsin now. We've had heat wave after heat wave and then rain in between or sometimes combined. What should we be doing if we are looking forward to fall bow hunting for deer?
Yeah, right now, great time to get in, get stands and stuff set up, trimmed out, you know, ahead of time. Food plots right now, I will actually be spraying plots here hopefully within a day or two, depending on the weather, and then hopefully planting within about a week and a half. Normally, I'd wait a little bit longer, but with that hunt coming up, I'm kind of strapped for time a little bit. generally want to try to get those plots in right around that first to second week of August, get them good and established. And the other thing that, you know, if you haven't put in any water holes, obviously we've had quite a bit of water so far this year, but still come fall, things can dry up in a hurry and is still a great draw. So having a water, couple water holes on a place is not a bad thing.
Yeah. And what are you planting this time of year?
I'm actually going to be doing some late season plots. The two main plots that I've got are shaded a fair amount. Like one of them is pretty narrow, long, and it runs east to west. So like that one probably will have an annual clover on one end and then like a turnip radish brassica type mix on the other. And then the other small plot, that one probably will just be an annual clover for this year.
Okay. Sort of a salad bar on the first one, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to get a little bit more variety in there. It's kind of a spot. It's, you know, only about 10 or 15 yards off a farmer's crop field, but it's hidden, you know, enough that they kind of trying to hit, get them there to stage up just for a few minutes before they go out to the big field.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm sure some listeners and some bow hunters or wannabe bow hunters haven't taken their bow out of the case yet or haven't bought one. What should we be doing right now?
Definitely get them out, get shooting, you know, check them over, make sure string cables are in good shape. And if you're, you know, don't feel like you know what you're looking at, then get them out of the case, get them in sooner the better. It always gives us more time to work on them, you know, where you're not right up against crunch time. That way, if we did need to order parts or get something or even give us that just that little bit extra time to work on it and get it perfect for you, definitely a time to get them in. If you've done that already, shooting, trying to develop some type of regimen where you're shooting, you know, maybe not every day. If you can, that's great. But, you know, I would recommend at least 2 to 3 times a week. It's amazing what that muscle memory will do for you, you know, come fall.
Mm-hmm. You know, a friend of mine, I've mentioned this before, Glenn Helgland, who used to run the Deer and Turkey Expo years ago, back when he was hunting actively, he said he had his bow hanging in the garage and he took one shot every morning before he went to work. And he said, you know, that lets that muscle memory work. And also when I'm hunting with a bow, I get one shot if I'm lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially once you know things are dialed in and stuff, you know, doing that. I've heard of guys doing that same thing or even having it set up, you know, so they could shoot one in the morning, one at lunch, one in the evening type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that first cold shot, that's, you know, whether we like it or not, that's likely what we're going to get in the woods. So
yeah, that's not one to warm up.
We're make that first one count and also lets us know what our effective range truly is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're not warming up the barrel or anything like that. So any specials going on?
Right now, still do have the Cutty Back special going. So that starter kit, two cameras, and the home cell are going to be at $299.99, so right at $300. Great deal on that. It's $100 off normal. And then also, we do still have a few of the Matthews lifts in stock. And anything that we have in stock is discounted quite a bit. It'd be worthwhile getting in and taking a look.
All right. Well, JC, thank you so much. I'm glad that we caught up with you. I'm glad you got back safely from your Western trip, and we look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well, and good luck to everybody, and stay cool out there.
Yeah, exactly. That was JC Chamberlain from Pappas Trading Post. They are located just west of Arena, Wisconsin, about a half hour west of Madison, also on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 49. Mostly sunny, upper 70s for Sunday and again on Monday. For Tuesday, chance of showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 80 degrees.
It's 60 at our studios. 98Q Country.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Waterfowl Hunters Expo is coming to Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh August 22nd and 23rd this year. And joining me now to talk about the expo is Bruce Ross. He's the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Bruce, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dan. Thank you for having me on board. I'm really excited to share some information on what is a really fun and growing experience in the Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
Well, we will get to that expo in just a few minutes, but first, you recently announced you're retiring from WWA. You've been there now for how long?
Almost 7 years ago. I got us through COVID. I thought I was going to turn out the lights on WWA, but they turned into some pretty good years financially for us. And since then, we've been growing in all of our mission sets.
Fantastic. What are those mission sets?
Well, we do three things. And maybe we are best known for habitat restoration. We do that particularly with wetlands. We restore hydrology to wetlands on both private and public lands. We're under contract with the DNR to provide our wetland services across there are 1.4 million acres of lands in the state, and we bring a number of ecologists to that challenge. We also work, and we're always looking for good private lands projects as well. 75% of Wisconsin's wetlands are held privately. And since, for the most part, we harvest ducks that are born in Wisconsin, we can't ignore those wetlands. So we focus quite a bit of attention on those as well. But that's one mission set. We're also the voice of waterfowlers. If it concerns wetlands or waterfowl hunters, we're putting a voice in the hallway of the Capitol and making sure that we're educating legislators on the issues that are important to us. So that's our second mission, advocacy. And our third mission is how do we help people join the community of waterfowlers and progress along what I think of as the waterfowler's arc. So going from newbie to passionate conservationist. We have programs in our organization to help bring people aboard and help them progress to passionate conservationism. That's us.
Yeah, and of course, the organization was founded back in the 1980s by Jerry Salzred, and folks who have memory that goes back that far might recall that he had an exchange with Jay Reed, who was the Milwaukee Journal outdoors writer at the time, and saying that there ought to be more impact on Wisconsin. There were organizations that are national and international in scope and nothing Wisconsin-based. Jay Reed kind of challenged him and said, well, why don't you found one? And doggone it, he did.
Yeah, you're right. Jerry is still around now, 41 years later, to tell us that story. I'm in regular contact with Jerry, and it's really helpful to me to understand that history. So we were started, as much as anything, to amplify the voice of waterfowlers in Madison. Jerry was angry that some decisions were being taken by the DNR and by policymakers there that didn't consider what was happening with the opinions of state waterfowlers. So that's really the basis for us. We're still strong advocates, whether we're talking about increasing the duck stamp, protecting wetlands, or advocating for a sandhill crane hunt. But we have our other two missions that I've described as well.
Well, Bruce, you mentioned that you weren't sure what was going to happen when COVID came along, and you were director in the middle of that, and you came through it, and with all engines firing, and you're still going strong there. What do you look back on as your major accomplishments or what you did for Wisconsin Waterfowl Association?
I think I've helped create an atmosphere where people can bring their skill sets and their interests and their energy to making a difference for the state's waterfowlers. We've grown our habitat mission tenfold in the past few years. And that's because we have people who are committed to the process, who are helping out, volunteering their time, so that we can raise funds and bring aboard new ecologists. We have four ecologists on board now. When I joined WWA, we had one ecologist, and they're working on both public and private lands to the benefit of not only the waterfowlers and the waterfowl that use them, but to the communities that surround those wetlands. We all know that wetlands are doing great things for us. I'm really proud about the growth in our habitat mission. I'm also really proud that we've expanded our education mission, and that's, as I mentioned before, it's everything from bringing new waterfowlers aboard the community, trying to advance the idea that what we're doing today, hunting and enjoying the outdoors, has to be sustained into the future. And so that whole process is something that we have refined. This idea of the Waterfowlers Arc, I think, is great. We have a brand name, Waterfowlers Academy, that is that education mission in a nutshell. And so I'm really happy about that. And harking back to the days of Jerry Soldsrud and the founding of WWA, we have really increased our voice. We have a volunteer who works on our board of directors who's a contract lobbyist, and he keeps us plugged into what's going on in the Capitol and really helps us be an effective voice on behalf of waterfowlers. And so it's really that team of people who do those things, many of them in a volunteer capacity, that I am most proud of, that we've moved the bar and moved the needle, if you will, on behalf of the state waterfowlers. There's 60,000, give or take, waterfowlers in the state. We only have about 10,000 members in WWA, but they're making a difference on behalf of those full 60,000 waterfowlers. I'm really proud about that.
And we should have mentioned the website. It's wisducks.org, W-I-S-ducks.org. And the homepage shows education, advocacy, and policy, and conservation, those three tenets of the organization as your basis, basically. And folks can join if they want to by going to your website, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I like to think of it as the most effective $25. If you're a true hardcore waterfowler, or you're interested in conservation or any of the things that we've talked about, it's some of the hardest working $25 you're going to donate to a nonprofit organization. We're really happy to have new members and to leverage the funds that they share with us to do good things in those missionaries.
And we mentioned at the outset the expo that is coming up in August. Tell us about it. It's at the Sunnyview Expo Center, and this year it's 2 days instead of one.
Yeah, you know, we started this thing with a lot of help from the DNR and the Wildlife Federation and the Ducks Unlimited and Delta Waterfowl about 5 years ago. And we couldn't spell expo. And now we have one of the nation's top waterfowl expositions celebrating all things waterfowl. That's our motto. And as you said, it's going to 2 days. And the reason it's going to 2 days is, frankly, there's been more stuff to do than a person can get in 1 day. And we found that by going to 2 days, we could attract more national sponsors and more national vendors. So we're going to have about 230 booths filled with the latest and greatest in waterfowling gear and gedunk and sharing information with you through seminars. Well, there'll be about 400 or 500 dogs walking around on leashes, getting some training or experiencing some seminars on dog training or participating in a dog race. We have a retrieval race, which is really a lot of fun to both participate in and watch. We've got an incredible youth zone. So bring your kids from 2 to 15, and they will enjoy all sorts of activities from tying flies and making lures to learning how a shell goes together, a shotgun shell. They'll paint decoy. I mean, it's incredible. There's 6 or 7 or 8 different activities for kids. It's a beehive of activity, really fun. We've got a woman's zone for the last couple of years. So women who may not always feel as comfortable in what can be perceived as a testosterone fueled activity. We have a woman's zone run by women who are actually not only running that zone, which helps explain what waterfowling is about, how do you get into it. We're going to have a shotgun fitter there so that they can be fitted properly for a shotgun, be a try opportunity for both men, women, and kids to try shotguns from different manufacturers on a clay target range. If it has to do with waterfowling, you're going to find it there, which includes a national contest for decoy carving. So you'll be able to see 200 beautifully carved pieces of art that originate from the decoy experience in waterfowling. So it is a great thing to do. We've got a banquet this year on Friday evenings. If you want to come and stay overnight because you didn't get enough on Friday, you want to learn how to prepare your waterfowl tasty, Joel Clayfish is coming along to talk about that. We have shooting demonstrations, as I mentioned about. There's more to do than you can do, and really even in those 2 days. And it costs $10 to get in, which is nothing. And discounts for military and kids under 12 get in free. State duck calling. There's more stuff. I could keep going on, but yeah. There's more stuff to see and do than we have time for.
Yeah, and a lot going on in 2 days there. And as you mentioned, the duck and goose calling championship, that is the state championship. And the winner goes to Stuttgart, Arkansas, right?
Right, for the duck calling contest, and the goose callers go out to Maryland for the international contest. Mm-hmm. So we'll be sending a Wisconsinite out there to represent us.
And there's a website for that event as well, waterfowlhuntersexpo.com.
You're right. And you can buy your tickets there if you want in advance. I think there's a little bit of a discount.
Fantastic. Well, before we let you go, what's next for Bruce Ross?
Well, I am committed to this organization, but I think we can benefit from new skill sets and new perspective. I was in the military for 28 years.
Yes.
U.S. Coast Guard, moved around the country, and every 2 to 3 years I moved job, and I found that the things that a new set of eyes brings to the table is really useful to the health of an organization. I think we're at that point. So that said, I would like to hang around and continue to help out in the habitat area with Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. That's an area that's really growing rapidly. I think it has a big impact, and it's a hell of a legacy to leave behind. So that's something that I'm excited about helping out, depending on, you know, whether the board of directors wants me to do that or the new person coming into the role would have me there. So I would love to do that.
I suspect they're not going to let you get away.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Nobody wants his predecessor or her predecessor staring over their shoulder. So we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about this organization. We're growing our impact. I'm a hardcore waterfowler, and we're doing great things for the waterfowlers in the state and the communities that surround the wetlands that we work on.
Fantastic. Well, Bruce, thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck in your retirement, whatever direction it takes you in.
Thank you, Dan.
Folks, that was Bruce Ross, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. You can learn more about the association at wisducks.org, and you can learn all about the upcoming Waterfowl Expo at waterfowlhuntersexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Join the Price County Canine First Annual Trap Shoot Saturday, July 26th at the Phillips Sportsman's Club right on Airport Road in Phillips. Happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can register at the Price County Sheriff's Office Lobby. Pre-registration is $40. It includes two rounds of trap and the First Annual Canine Trap Shoot t-shirt. There's prizes for the top scorers for adult and youth, a 50-50 raffle, and canine demonstrations. For more information, email daniel.lambert at pricecountywi.gov or craig.kelzevar at pricecountywi.gov.
Get ready for a laid-back summer with 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP. Now through July 30th, one qualifier will be picked each weekday. Listen for the daily keyword announced several times on both stations, then text it using the free Civic Media app to enter. All qualifiers win a prize, and one scores the grand prize, a recliner from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. The winner will be drawn Friday, August 1st, under the Flamborama tent. Must be present to win. Don't miss your chance. Listen for daily keywords on 98Q Country and Trail Mix WPFP.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about recreational opportunities at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now for our monthly conversation about what's going on in Florence County is Florence County Economic Development Director and President of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio.
Well, thanks for having me back, Dan.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you because you are kind of our finger on the pulse of what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin. How has the summer been?
It's been super. We had a great July 4th weekend. The weather was fantastic. We had a lot of events going on over the last few weeks. I think I had four on Saturday, and then we had something on Sunday. It's been pretty go, go, go. And I will tell you that some of our businesses have, I've talked to restaurants that were like, you know, we ran out of food. We had so many people.
And
so it's that kind of thing. Well, you know, it's a very short window, right? You know, from basically June through September. And people want to get out and they want to enjoy the weather and that. And we have a lot of people coming through.
Very good. And you said you have events going on, and there's a great big one this Saturday, which for most listeners is today, A Night with the Prince's Comedy Show. That's your brother, Robbie, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. I'm picking him up this week, and we have a show tonight, and I'm very excited about it. His son, my godson, Ethan, is 15, and when he was visiting last summer, I had him do a short stand-up at one of the restaurants, and he did a great job. People were throwing 20s at him. It was awesome. But since he's been back in Boston, he's actually 15, and he's getting three or four gigs every week.
Wow.
He's that kind of kid, you know. He's funny. He's smart. He's actually got some other accolades I won't get into. And then my brother, Robbie, he has been a comedian for 36 or 37 years. He's Princess Cruise Line Entertainer of the Year. He's done MTV. He's done NBC, Comedy Central. He has a lot of accolades, and I'm not biased because he's my brother. I tell him when he stinks, too, you know. But we're going to do this, and we're raising money for the Florence Volunteer Fire Department. I'm going to be the MC, and We're hoping that people will pay the $20 and come out and join us on Saturday. It's actually going to be at the Bromart Theater in Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is one of our border towns. The facility is actually enjoying a 100th anniversary. I got to know the proprietor and such, and just great people, real nice venue, looking to raise some money for a good cause and have a little fun.
Well, that's fantastic. So folks have got to cross the border into the UP, but fortunately, you speak UP up there, and it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's probably about 15 miles from Florence.
Yeah.
I mean, I was there, you know, three times this past week. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's a big event both for you personally and for the community, because how else would you get the best comedian in Boston to go to Florence, Wisconsin? But you've got the connections.
Yeah, and he's been doing it for a long time. When we first started coming out here almost 50 years ago, well, Robbie would actually come out. He'd spend the summers out here. So he has a lot of friends. We have family here. So it's going to be, it's also going to be a little bit of a reunion with some of the folks that are going to attend. So, you know, to all of your listeners, if you're going to be up in the area at all this weekend and you're looking for something to do on Saturday night, doors open at 7, show starts at 8. You can get tickets at thebromart.org online for $20, or you can pay $25 at the door. It should be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, and after this, you've got another great event, the Camel Kids Hooked on Fishing, coming up July 26th, right?
You know, it keeps growing. It really does. Kids and Mentors Outdoors is such a great group. I love the team that we have up here. I'm friends with many of them. I try to get out to all the events. I love taking pictures of all the kids and all the gear. Johnny Johnson is a very good friend of mine. He's the president of the Northwoods chapter. And every time I go to the events, he somehow or another got 15 new fishing rods for nothing. Or when they do the ice fishing, he ended up getting two brand new Eskimo 8-person tents.
Wow.
They're beautiful. But he gets this stuff donated, and everything is free for the kids. It's kids ages 5 through 15.
Yep.
And it's not a long day, but everything is supplied. The fishing boats, the bait, the poles, the life jackets, everything. I met this guy at the pheasant hunt back last year, and he drove over 100 miles with 5 kids to come up to the event, which I thought was great. You know, they normally get around 20, 25 kids now. They only have X amount of equipment. It's a fun event. If you're going to be up in the Northwoods and you're looking for something to do for your child that's 5 to 15, they've never been outdoors and they want to experience it, all these people that are out there with them are actual mentors, whether it's hunting, in this case it's fishing. They do such a great job with the kids.
Yeah, and this is the 26th, which is next Saturday. 8:30 a.m. till 1 p.m., and it's at Lake Emily Park, and they'll find it, right? There's a pavilion right there.
Yep, there's a pavilion there. It's pretty easy to find. And, you know, if anybody needs directions or they want to hear about, you know, more of it, anybody can reach out to me, whether it be via phone or email. Keep in mind I'm on vacation, but I will respond.
Yeah, okay. Very good. And then coming up the next day, the Roadhouse 139 Third Annual Car Show. Is that a big deal?
It is. All the proceeds are going direct to Project Purple, which is in honor of a woman by the name of Laurie Kamberg. It's all to support pancreatic cancer research.
Ah.
It's really a good event, and they get some pretty sweet rides down there, too. And I think this is the third one. They've done it the last couple of years.
Yep, third annual, and that's the 27th. That's a Sunday at Roadhouse 139, which is in Long Lake on Highway 139.
Yep. If you're going to go fishing or maybe staying at Joe's Cabins, Long Lake is really a beautiful little area. I was just down there in one of the fire trucks for the July 4th parade. What a great community. And John and Dawn Lord, who actually own the Roadhouse, do a great job. If you love barbecue, I'm in love with Dawn's burnt ends. She came up and brought some for me. 2 weeks ago when we did music in the park, she brought her trailer up. Great food, great people, really super event.
All right, well, we got time to talk about a couple of early August events, and then we got to let you go. On August 2nd, you've got the Aurora Mud Bog, and that's the 40th anniversary. Tell us about that event.
that's when all the mud's going to get flying. And I know that they did some updates to the track last year, actually. Ray Mills is involved in that. He's also the one that does, you know, the uphill truck things that we do?
Yeah.
He's actually involved in helping out with that track and getting some of these drivers in. I believe the registration happens in the morning, and then mud flies at noon, and it looks like they're bringing in the Bad Mother Truckers and some fireworks as well. So it's a full day.
Yeah.
Admission is 15 for ages 11 and older, and 10 and under is free. It's really a really cool track. Andrea Antonini is the one that runs this, and she also owns an Italian food truck. So I'm guessing maybe she'll bring the food truck over, or I'm not, you know, sure about all that, but it is a fun event.
Yeah, and on your website, there's a link to the Aurora Mud Bog Facebook page so people can find out more there. And then there's the National Night Out. What's that all about?
National Night Out is actually a really cool event. We have three counties. This is a national event, but ours is known as the Tri-County NNO, and it includes Northern Marinette, Dickinson, and Florence County. And basically what they do is they bring all of their emergency vehicles, all the fire trucks for all the townships, all the EMS. They have a helicopter. They do canine unit demos, all the police, all the fire, all the EMS, all of those people that do our service. What they're trying to do is have the community come out and get to know them and understand, you know, what's what and how things work. And they put up all sorts of stuff for the kids. We normally see over 1,000 people at that event. That's a really fun community event.
Fantastic.
That's coming up Tuesday, August 5th.
Tuesday, August 5th at 4 p.m., Tri-County National Night Out, Tri-County NNO on Facebook. Well, Eric, we've covered a lot of ground, as we always do. You guys stay really busy up there in Florence, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed to be part of the community, and we're doing a lot of fun and good things here.
Very good.
Proud of it.
Well, we will talk to you again next month. Meanwhile, break a leg tonight at the event, and I hope Ethan and Robbie bring the house down. I'm sure they will.
That sounds fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Eric Prince is the director of Florence County Economic Development. He's also president of the Florence County Chamber of Commerce. You can learn about these events at exploreflorencecounty.com. You'll find links to the Facebook pages that we referred to. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kell. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at Crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at MercuryMarine.com. See the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner instant rebates end this Sunday, July 20th, and Cedar Lake Sales has a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model year boats and pontoons. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. And our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, it's not airing. If it's not airing where you live, you can always check it out. Past episodes are online at milwaukeepbs.org. And if you want to check out Dan's Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special, which I know he's going to be gearing up to get ready to do the next one coming up here soon, it's online all the time at Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV on YouTube. If you missed anything we talked about today, Dan's interviews, missed stuff you wanted to listen to up the front of the show, you can always download the show at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page and you can subscribe. You can download it right now, take it with you wherever you are, and listen at your leisure. You can also go to outdoornews.com. Go to outdoornews.com/podcast and find us there. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You will find me at Hard Water Jeff. Lost in the Woods Improv. Next show is this Sunday, July 20th at Honest Dog Books in Bayfield. More than just a bookstore, it's also a bar and a theater. How Wisconsin is that? More events at honestdogbooks.com. The show starts at 7 p.m. Find out more info on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv and catch videos of recent shows on their YouTube channel, Lost in the Woods. Find them there. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren's next show is next Saturday, July 26th, at the Catholic Church in Washburn, where Warren and friends will present Souvenir Views, the show about Washburn's logging and fishing history that launched Warren's Wisconsin career back in 1983. There will be two performances, 2 and 7 p.m., so check that out. For more information on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Jeff Kell. Dan should be back in this chair next week, and I will be, I don't know where I'm going to be. Actually, I think I'm going to be home again, so I'll be right there with him, I suppose. Meanwhile, get outside this weekend, wherever you are, and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When the moon cries, lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Cops were nipping on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blast.
But that crossed my mind a little too late, 'cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again.